So Taco Bell is having second thoughts about relying on AI at the drive-thru. I personally have used the Taco Bell drive-thru without any issue, but apparently people are kind of trolling and getting, you know, bad results. Someone ordered 18,000 water cups, things like that. So today we're going to talk about some of these pitfalls of some of these AI tools, but how you can actually maybe possibly make money by knowing about some of the pitfalls and things like that. So before we do, Jamie, why don't you tell them about our school community?
Yeah, so every single week, Jamie and I record an exclusive piece of content over on our school community. There's over 300 members, and we have like over 60 videos that have been posted there. Basically, we break down how we're using AI to grow and scale our businesses and our side hustles. Jamie talks about a side hustle last year that made him $20,000, how he tried scaling that with AI this year on an Amazon program. I've talked a lot about using AI for making music on and money off of Spotify, something I've been doing for over 5 years, and how AI basically is making this pretty insanely scalable. And actually this week, I recorded an entire video talking about the tips and techniques to basically be successful in this, the best platforms to use, the best tools, and how I'm currently doing that right now. Every week, I'm releasing a new album, and I'm seeing some great streams. One of them is doing 3,000 streams a day, which is crazy. So anyways, if you're interested in any of that, it's $20 a month. You can go check it out. There's a link in the description to the school community. It's the AI Hustle school community. We'd love to have you as a member. Yeah, a great community and a ton of fun. All right, let's talk about what is happening with Taco Bell. I think this is a hilarious story, but also I feel like it's indicative of a lot that's going on in AI right now. Basically, Taco Bell went and they added kind of like an AI powered voice to make your order at Taco Bell. And like, this isn't shocking. I actually don't think this is necessarily a bad use case. It doesn't bother me. I think a lot of times we've seen basically these like order taking kiosks. Like if you go into McDonald's, or if you go into like, I don't know if this is a big place or not, but like Cafe Zupas in Arizona, where I used to live. I don't know if it's a chain or not, but it was a great restaurant. The drive-through is literally you pull up and there's a big like screen and you reach out your window and you tap on the screen to like make your order. I personally think that it's a good way to go to do kind of these kiosks to replace people. I don't feel like the kiosk is super different than like a voice chat. In fact, I would probably say the best combination, because I think what the issue here is like a lot of people are used to the drive-through ordering where it's just a microphone. And so you drive up, and that's Taco Bell is probably trying to not change their infrastructure a lot. So they just have a microphone and you're like, hey, Taco Bell, give me this and this and that. And then it, you know, basically puts it all together. And I think, honestly, I think you're going to get to a place where that's a point where that's not a bad option, although people are doing ridiculous things. But I think maybe a kiosk combo where you can like click on it or you could talk to it would be good. Some people probably like that. Probably the big touchscreen TVs are expensive. And so Taco Bell doesn't want to, you know, roll out 50,000 of those and spend a ton of money. So, so basically they've done the AI voices up until this point exclusively. And apparently they're thinking of rolling it back because they're getting, I don't know, kickback or pushback. People are saying all sorts of like funny things to them. And one of those that you mentioned, Jamie, was the fact that someone was so annoyed that this was an AI voice. They wanted to talk to a real person so bad that they ordered 18,000 cups of water to quote unquote bypass the AI agent and just get connected to an actual human server. I think we probably have all been in a similar experience when you're like calling your bank or something and it's like, this is an automated voice. What are you calling about? And you're just like, speak to a customer service representative. It's like, just talk to a person, like 000. Like you're just trying to talk to a person because you're like, yep. You don't want to go through the whole rigmarole. So I get that. But at the end of the day, I think this is, if you think about it from a profit perspective, if you really had a system like this that was basically able to replace a person that just has to sit there asking for your order all day, and maybe that person can go do something else in the restaurant, or maybe you need less people at the restaurant. If the restaurant could be more profitable, number one, I think a lot of people would be like, well, great. Now the restaurant makes more money. It doesn't help the customer. But I think at the end of the day, if the restaurant does make more money, technically they can keep their prices lower. So for the customer, it would also make their food cheaper. So like for me, that's why I'm not like, I don't know, I'm not a big like hater on this and like, oh yeah, it's dumb. It's not as good. I'm like, no guys, let's just figure out how to make this thing work. Because if you can use less people in the restaurant, my food doesn't have to keep doubling in price every year with crazy inflation, theoretically.
No, that makes a ton of sense to me. And, you know, I've actually, you know, with this Taco Bell drive-thru thing, I've had it before where it's like a windy day and it won't pick up what I have said and it will transfer me to a real person. So, you know, I think you know, even if like a lot of these busy fast food places have two people or more taking orders at lunchtime, even if it replaces, you know, one of them, and you have like just more of a manager type position who's overseeing the orders, jumping in when the AI fails or when someone orders 18,000 water cups, like you said, that's still going to save the restaurant money and still be totally worth it. I just think this is one of those technology things where people are going to, it's going to take some time for people to get used to. Mm-hmm. Eventually everyone will use it and be comfortable with it. I remember those kiosks too used to be like, I'm going up to the counter, I don't want to order on that dumb machine, but now everyone just uses those, you know? So it's just kind of a growing pains, if you will. So I don't think they should necessarily rethink this idea. I think it's pretty solid. They just need to have, you know, find some ways to make it more efficient. And this is where, if you're trying to make money with AI, I feel like, you know, a lot of times we talk about the AI consultant hustle, where if you can have a lot of knowledge behind how these AI systems work, you know, being updated on the latest technology, you can actually help businesses utilize AI and become more efficient with what they're using. So, for example, if you have a restaurant like Taco Bell who's trying to implement an AI ordering system, but they have a, you know, it's their microphone is sitting right next to an air conditioner that's buzzing all day, that's going to really make it a lot less efficient and not really help them with their efficiency. So, but if you can come in and kind of audit for them, advise them, you know, that's really a value to the business, and you can actually make a great money doing it. It's a just an AI consultant hustle. So
yeah, I agree with that one. And the thing that I think is interesting here is basically the concept of like what we're talking about with Taco Bell. I think the story isn't so much just like Taco Bell using AI, but like broadly speaking, what are the needs inside of every company? Like Taco Bell identified one, you know, the person at the window taking the order, it costs money. So like, what are the needs inside of the company that costs money that that AI could automate? It could free up someone's time. It could take a role over, basically save the business money or make them more money. I think every business has these, but it's hard for them to identify them, especially I think for a lot of people, maybe they're not experts in AI. You guys listening are basically in this bubble with Jamie and I. Like a lot of times I think like, oh my gosh, everyone knows what we know about AI because it's in the news and it's, you know, I use it every day and I'm talking about it. But I think you'd be surprised by how few people like truly understand the capabilities of it. And that's kind of why Jamie and I talk a lot about AI news on this show. Like we want everyone listening to understand the capabilities of AI, where it's at today, what the newest things are, because those are the easiest things that you can go and actually implement inside of a business to help it be more profitable. And so, yeah, when we talk about this Taco Bell story, I think a lot of the side hustle and the business making potential here is like basically identifying what are other businesses that you could consult on maybe in your industry or your niche that you're an expert at, whether that's HR or marketing or accounting or whatnot. And yeah, how can you go and consult and help businesses implement that? Because as we've talked about on the show, I have friends that are AI consultants. I've done AI consulting for companies, and you can charge thousands of dollars. I have someone that charges $20,000 every time they talk to an organization about AI and how to add, you know, AI capabilities to their company, and they'll charge that for like going and giving basically a talk at the company. So there's a ton of money to be made here. I think Taco Bell identified a unique one, and while it's kind of funny to poke holes and joke about, you know, someone ordering 18,000 cups to talk to a real person, this is where it's going to go in the future. We can see where the value is in it. And so, yeah, I think being someone that can help consult other companies is a great way to make money with AI.
Yeah. Another thing I just thought of, actually back in the day in the 90s, my parents were secret shoppers for Bob Evans.
Okay.
So they would go, you know, order food sometimes through the drive through, order food. Sometimes we'd go in and then we would, you know, evaluate the customer service and how it all, you know, worked. And then in exchange, we would get free food for doing so. So, or like,
sounds a great deal.
So a great deal, but you could almost start a secret shopper for AI testing for companies just to kind of evaluate how their systems are working, where maybe they need tweaks, you know, and maybe you could get some free Taco Bell out of it.
Very, very cool. You could make that offer to a lot of different organizations other than Taco Bell, who might be a bit big of a chain. But yeah, this is very, very interesting concept. Guys, thank you so much for tuning into the podcast today. Hope this was interesting and entertaining. If you learned anything new, we would love to hear about it in a review, if you would love to review our podcast. And as always, make sure you join the AI Hustle School community. The price is currently $20 a month. Or $21 a month, and it will be going up. We raised it $1 from last week and $1 from the week before. So every week we're raising it $1, but if you lock in at today's price, it won't ever be raised on you in the future. So if you're interested, you can go check out the link in the description, get it before it is raised to 22 and $22 a month and higher. We would love to have you as a member. Thanks so much for tuning in, and we'll catch you guys in the next episode.